Oh no, don't stop on my account. Of course I know what you're doing. Why do you think I followed you in here? Gave you just long enough to get going, didn't I? You don't really want to stop, but then you're too shy to get off with someone in the stall next to you, right? Are you still touching yourself? All slow and careful so it won't make any sound? So I won't hear? No, don't answer. If you don't answer, well, you can pretend that I don't know who you are. And if I don't know who's being such a wicked girl at work, well, then I can't get you into any trouble, can I? But I do know who you are. Of course I do. I noticed how you've been taking these long bathroom breaks weeks ago. And after a while, I decided I wanted to try and catch you. I have to wonder sometimes why it is you're so horny at work all the time. You got someone who's leaving you dirty voicemails or sexting you? Do you watch porn at your desk when no one's looking? Or are you fantasizing about one of our coworkers? After all, there are plenty of handsome guys to choose from. Will from accounting, he's got those fabulous dark eyes. Or Sean from IT. How does a computer nerd get shoulders like that anyway? Oh, and Jeremy from HR. Well, don't get me started on all the things I'd let him do to me. It feels, I don't know, extra naughty to have such wild fantasies about the very person I'd have to report to if someone accused me of sexual harassment. But you're not going to file a complaint about me, are you? Because this little chat we're having, this isn't about my secrets. It's about yours. So what are you willing to do to keep this just between us? Because I think I'd like to hear you finish what you've started. Go on. Touch yourself again. Slip that hand back in between your legs and touch your wet pussy. Unless you never stopped. I think you did, though. I think you're shy about it now that someone can hear you. But I want to hear you. I want to hear the moans and the whimpers and the little gasps. I want to hear just how wet you are. So slide a finger inside that dripping pussy for me and start fucking yourself. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? I can tell by the way your breathing changed. You needed something inside you, and now you've got it. Rubbing your clit isn't always enough, is it? Sometimes you just need to be filled. How about another finger then? Is that what you want? 'Cause I think that's what I want to hear. Go on. Use two fingers and fuck yourself faster. Are you biting your lips, struggling not to cry out? When you're alone, are you a screamer? I bet you are. I tell you what, next time we're stuck in a meeting together, just when you think you can't endure another minute of boredom, look over at me, and I'll bite my bottom lip for you, and you can imagine what I sound like when I'm screaming with pleasure. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe I wasn't being open-minded enough before, only talking about the men here. Do you fantasize about women instead? Or both? 'Cause I do. Of course, right now I don't have to. You're just there on the other side of this flimsy partition, and even though you won't say a word, I can hear how excited you are. You're getting off to the sound of my voice. Are you close? You sound like you are. All those stifled whimpers, that quick, shallow breathing. Are you going to come for me? Stop. Take your hands away from that greedy, naughty cunt of yours. You didn't really think I was going to let you come, did you? You shouldn't be rewarded for being a bad girl. Oh no. Bad girls get punished. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take off your panties and pass them to me under the partition. Think I don't mean it? I promise you, I do. Or should I go tell the boss what you're up to? Ah, there's a good girl. Ooh, very pretty too. So now you're going to go back to your desk and stay there for the rest of the day like a good productive worker would. You're allowed to use the bathroom if you need to. I'm not cruel, but I will be keeping an eye on you. And if I think you're gone too long and you might be trying again to get yourself off, well, things are going to escalate, and I don't think you're going to like it. On the other hand, if you behave, well, at the end of the day, if you've done as I told you, you can get your panties back from me before you leave work, and no one else needs to know this ever happened. But you and I, we won't forget about this, will we? When you get home tonight, are you going to run to your bedroom to finally have this orgasm I'm denying you? And when you do, will you be thinking about me?